This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of last year. We're talking about Optech International, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol OPTI. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Roger Paulson. Roger, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thank you very much for having me. Nice to talk to you again.
I noticed today you guys did put out a press release, and I want to talk about that particular press release. Are you able to give any kind of a projected revenue for the Z20 app and what you guys plan on doing with that?
Well, we're going to actually consolidate some numbers. It's a pilot program starting March the 1st in Austin, Texas. The distribution network for that product for service providers will escalate from there. We do have some basic projections. The preliminary market research that we've conducted for that is astronomical. But again, we don't really want to publish any numbers until we've really completed the pilot program and got a real feel for what that those numbers are actually going to look like. But all indications show it could be huge potential, huge, you know, in light of the fact that the pandemic is reaching new highs now.
Absolutely. And for myself and my listeners, can you break it down what exactly that's going to accomplish? You know, I didn't quite understand the press release itself.
Type app where instead of ordering a vehicle, you're ordering a cleaning service. And the cleaning services, the providers are like the Uber drivers. They're independent contractors or service companies. Let's use an example. Let's say that you have a problem in a school or a classroom,
right,
or an office.
Yep.
Someone's reported the pandemic and that area has to be disinfected immediately. What you can do, use the app and you'll immediately get several quotes from local companies. And just like Uber, you'll choose the one you want. They'll tell you they're on their way or set a time and you get that area disinfected, sanitized super quick. It's a really state-of-the-art type concept that's needed now more than ever.
Got it.
I mean, in a nutshell, like I just said, basically think of it like an Uber or a Lyft, but for cleaning and sanitization on demand, 24/7.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention and explaining it to me. I want to change gears here for a second. The big talk, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is the $2 billion deal that you guys did. Explain to myself and my listeners just the gross profit margin on this and where are we at in the whole deal?
Yeah, no, I realized there was some confusion as to the numbers on the last annual shareholder update. So it's actually a little over $2 billion when the entire contract's satisfied. The gross profit from that is in excess of $100 million to the company.
Wow. That's impressive. That's very impressive. Can we talk about the shares in the company? There's been a lot of talk up there. What exactly and where are we at on the share float structure of the company?
We disclosed all of that in the last webinar. I believe those numbers haven't even changed. There's no dilution in the company at all, Everett. It's the numbers are the same. I'm not sure where those rumors are circulating from. The authorized has never changed. The issued and outstanding has never changed. And I believe the float has remained constant for at least the last 60 days, probably 90 days. So, I mean, I truly do not know where those rumors are circulating from. And one thing I can add on here, because obviously our investor relations get a lot of calls relative to this, there seems to be a lot of speculation on the shares that were issued to Careborn Capital when we finalized the payments on all of those notes. So I just want to clarify for everyone, the Careborn Capital stock is restricted stock. It's not in the float. It is restricted until I think it's close to the end of the year. So just to put that rumor to rest, it is restricted stock.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about many things. One was the San Diego School District, about getting in there. All that being said, share your plans, if you would, for the next two or three quarters going forward on how you plan on growing the company going forward.
Well, the company's already in growth mode, in significant growth mode, as you can see from the increase in revenues. They're basically doubling quarterly, not including the large wholesale.
Right.
Transaction per se. We won't be able to report that until that transaction is completed, because there are escrows in place for that due to the amount of money. However, on a regular basis, the company is almost doubling its regular revenue with the launch of the marketing programs for our normal products, our I1s, Rovers, Hydroxyls, scanners. And as you know, we've just implemented with the Harrington Group, a whole new campaign, and Dr. Drupinski has been working with us on a regular basis to help promote the products. We will be announcing shortly some additional, big box outlets that are going to be carrying the I1 and the Hydroxyl units, and we should be able to announce those within this quarter.
Are you able to share, and I don't know if we have done this before, but a margin on your IWANs?
It's profitable.
Okay. I was just curious.
No, I know. And I mean, we do get that question, but frankly, it's probably a little bit of a, that's like asking Apple how much it costs to
Right.
my phone. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
I don't think I could, in all confidence, answer that to a specific number, but clearly it's profitable.
The company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Optech International, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol OPTI. My guest today has been the CEO of the company, Roger Paulson. Roger, before I let you go, in a nutshell, and you got about 30 seconds, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
You know, we thank them all for the support, their continued support, loyalty. This company is adding new members, and we'll be making those announcements soon, support members. It's expanding in a really good way, and that'll be reflected in our reports and our news. So, and one of the things I would like to just add real quick is, in that support from the shareholders and investors, you know, it helped us clear up all of that toxic debt from the past, and the company
Yep.
is in profitable format now, so.
And I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
All right, Everett. Thanks to everyone. And everyone, please stay safe. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.